This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Parents' fears of online sexual predators stalking their young children, well, those fears are overblown and not based on the facts. That's according to a new article in the journal American Psychologist. It says most worries over children and internet predators are myths. One of the co-writers of the piece is University of New Hampshire sociology professor Dr. David Finkelhor. He's the director of the Crimes Against Children Research Center. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
How did you conduct your study? And we should note, in the interest of full disclosure, that it was funded mostly by the Department of Justice, but also in part by the Verizon Foundation, which obviously has a stake in downplaying reports of dangers on the internet. So, first of all, does that funding bias your research at all?
No, it was a small part of the research, and how we report our findings are what they are.
And so how did you conduct your study?
There were two surveys, each of 1,500 young people between the ages of 10 and 17 about their experiences online, and then there was one national survey of over 600 law enforcement agencies.
And a lot of parents out there, they think there are sexual predators just waiting to pounce on their children, posing as teenagers or even children. You didn't find that.
Essentially, what we found is that the images that parents and the media have about these crimes are different from what they really are. The predominant victims of these crimes are teenagers, 12, 16 years old. They do get victimized by adults. These are serious crimes, but deception does not play a particularly big role. The adults use the kids' interest in sex, romance, excitement, to seduce these young people. They typically admit to being older and interested in sex. Kids go to meet them and typically have several sexual contacts. The key thing is that this has different implications than the image that I think a lot of people have about these crimes.
So what sounds like what you're saying is it's not necessarily a factor of the medium, the internet per se, because after all, there have been these relationships, if you want to call them that, before the internet.
For the most part, the dynamics of these crimes look a lot like conventional statutory rape. But also, if you track the amount of sex crime against children that's been going on during this period when the internet has been taking hold, we've actually seen declines in most categories of crime and sex crimes against children. I'm not saying that the internet is responsible for that, but at least it seems to allay concerns that the internet is a generator of a lot of new sex criminality.
So, parents listening to this, what should they take away from this conversation? How should they change the way that they monitor their children's internet use?
It turns out that the young people who are vulnerable to these kinds of crimes, they're going online looking for things that they're not getting in their families and in their life. There needs to be information about this that's available on the web and the places where these young people hang out. It is important for parents to have conversations about internet safety. But those conversations should probably be less about giving out personal information and more about what to do if somebody starts to talk with them about sex and how to deal with the inclination to post sexy pictures of yourself or information about yourself that suggests an interest in sexual relationships.
David Finkelhor is co-author of the article Online Predators and Their Victims. He's also the director of the Crimes Against Children Research Center at the University of New Hampshire. Thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome.